Off the Ball, GAA.
No motivation. We've a crowd of fellas down there that are training since last November, and obviously we addressed it at the start about the All-Ireland final last year, and that back of the head straight away then after that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I'm delighted to be joined by former Irish international and League of Ireland sharpshooter Áine O'Gorman. Áine, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Very good, thank you. Very good. We're here today to chat about the Aviva In Her Boots campaign. And I suppose, Áine, if we could just kick off by telling us a little bit about the programme and your involvement with it as well.
Yeah, so I was actually asked to be an ambassador for it. It was a programme that I actually really enjoyed backing as well. So the aim of the programme by the Aviva in company with the FAI as well was to keep girls involved in sports, I suppose. In particular, the aim of this was to keep them involved in football as well. So that was kind of the target audience, but it's to educate and kind of empower the volunteers as well that working with our young players too through education and workshops as well. So obviously it launched in 2024, and I know throughout the course of 2025 they rolled out a number of workshops.
And you yourself retired now at the moment, but you're on a coaching journey yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so obviously retired at the end of last year, and said to myself I was going to give myself a little bit of time before I dived headfirst into that, because I know how obsessed I've become with it. So I actually got a nice little opportunity to coach with the Bray Wanderers under 17 girls team, which I'm really, really enjoying. Obviously it's local to me as well, so yeah, still in that developing young players.
What is it about coaching that maybe attracted to you? Because I know a lot of players, you can ask them, they say it's not for me. You know, I've been on the other side of things. What made you want to go into it, and so soon after retiring as well?
Yeah, I think, like, I always felt as a player, like, it's always good to give back. I think give back from the experiences, things you learn, the highs, the lows. And ultimately, for me as a player, is always really big on standards. So it's just to keep continuing to push and drive them standards, and I suppose develop the young players, and I suppose help them understand what it takes to become a footballer.
From your point of view, with this programme, I could nearly ask you every question twice, because I could ask you what you think from a coach's perspective, but also what you think from a player's perspective. So we'll go players first. And when you were growing up, say, you know, this programme is targeted at about 9 to 16 year old girls. Mm-hmm. What challenges did you face showing up to training?
Yeah, so I actually played with the boys until I was 14. Well, it was a challenge I enjoyed. And I was lucky in the club I was in, and it's scary that I was very welcomed, and the coaches were really, really good to me as well. And I'm actually still really good friends with some of the guys I grew up playing football as well. But it was when it came to that time when I had to stop playing with the boys as well, and then the transition over to play with the girls as well. And obviously it's amazing now that there's so many girls teams. And I know in my local club, there's just as many girls teams as there is boys teams now, but that wasn't the case back then. So we had to go on into Stella Maris in Dublin. So obviously grateful for my parents for driving me in and out of there nearly every night of the week. Something I only appreciate now, really. But I think for me, obviously I played with, there was a couple of other girls in the team as well, and they actually didn't stick with it.
Yeah.
For numerous reasons, and went on to secondary school, and so they actually fell out of it. And if I have a conversation with them now, they kind of will say that they regret not sticking with a sport, because they think it would have stood by them later on in life. So yeah, I think it's good for the girls, for the coaches, I think, to get extra support and maybe an understanding and education of different things, approaches they can take with the girls as well. And then for the girls, it's good that they can feel part of something special.
Yeah. And when you were growing up, were a lot of the coaches that you had female or male or a mix of both?
Male, predominantly male, until I think Eileen Gleeson was actually my first female coach when I went over to PMAT. Yeah. So, they were male coaches predominantly growing up as well. And obviously it's great that in the space that there is a lot of males that volunteer to help out with the clubs as well. Now my brother helps out with the local club in Lenskay as well, because his daughter plays my niece as well. So, look, but I do think it's important that more females get involved in the coaching journey too.
And one of the most important things, I've been going around the country for the last month chatting to clubs who've taken part in the programme and talking to girls and coaches, and skill set aside, I think one of the most important things that the program opens up is just communication, and it takes away any taboo subjects. Maybe a lot of the girls would say like their mom would be involved in the team and they'd be comfortable maybe talking to them saying, oh, I'm on my period today, I'm not feeling the most comfortable, but it's opened up that avenue of conversation with male coaches and everyone just feels comfortable. Would you be of agreement there?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we need to normalise them conversations as well going forward, whether you have a male or a female coach, that these are topics that are discussed in whatever environment that you're working in.
Yeah, and for you on the coaching side of things, then we hear a lot about like a knowledge gap and coaches maybe they're not comfortable themselves, but just because they've taken up the role, and in a lot of even rural clubs around the country, you can just be given the job of coach because you might be a parent or you have the time, but it really fills you with confidence, doesn't it? Knowing that you've done a course and you can say, right, I actually do know what I'm talking about now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's knowledge is power, isn't it? And there's a lot of power in that they have knowledge, and then it gives them confidence to go out and deliver their sessions on the pitch as well. And as well as that, it's resources as well, and maybe different ways that you can adapt sessions and add variety.
For yourself, do you think that coaching boys and girls, there's a difference in approach that needs to be adopted if you're coaching an underage team, say?
I think, well, when they're younger, I think it's all about player development, and it is a game of football ultimately. You want to develop them technically, obviously as they get older tactically, but maybe it's when the physical performance aspect comes in that maybe that's when we need to have a little bit more knowledge and be a little bit more adaptable.
Yeah. And in terms of the sessions themselves, so a development officer from the FAI will call around and run these programs. And a lot of the times the girls themselves are getting involved, and it's great for them to be able to see that their coaches are putting themselves forward to be coached as well, because it fills them with confidence. Yeah, makes them feel important.
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, just put them out there as well. So they're getting experience of being told what to do, if you put it in better ways as well. Yeah, that they can see that and that they can experience as well, and that you can feel what you're being told to do, and then it's obviously easier to deliver.
And just in terms of the benefits that clubs overall are getting from programs like this, have you gotten much feedback in terms of what the girls are feeling like as well?
Yeah, like I think that the girls are like delighted to be part of something that's unique to just the girls' side of the game as well. And I think that's important that they feel part of something that's maybe just focused on the girls' side of the game as well. And I think I'm always like, we need to strive for standards and to better themselves. But you actually have to feel that you're part of that as well, and that you're being treated in a certain way and with respect and as well. So yeah, look, I think it's been a really, really positive campaign that's rolled out, and one that's sustainable as well. And I think that's really important.
For yourself, what do you find most challenging about being a coach?
I find at the moment, because I've obviously transitioned from playing to coaching, and I would have been very demanding of myself as a player, and that I would, if I can see players, that I want them to be as demanding as myself as players. But not everyone's just the same as me, and not everyone's personality is the same, and people have different approaches to things as well. Yeah, so that's probably a little bit of adaptation on my part, how to get the best out of each individual, because it's not just me going to play a match now, it's a collective group.
Yeah, knowing when to give a little pat on the back and when to give a bit of a stern word of encouragement. It's hard.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, trying to find that balance.
What's your favourite thing about it?
I think just helping people learn and seeing them develop and grow, and obviously like the girls that I'm working at the moment, they're really, really good. They take on so much, they're really good at taking on information and trying to implement it as well. So yeah, look, it's been a really good environment for me to work in and help the players and me to develop as a coach as well.
And you mentioned that when you were younger there wasn't as many women's football clubs for underage girls. We see so many more now. Do you think the attitude to women's football in Ireland has changed in the last 10-15 years?
Absolutely, yeah. Like I always go back to, I think that's globally as well. Like it's one of the fastest growing sports in the world, isn't it? You can even see the development of the WSL in England as well, that the stride it's taken that a lot of the teams are now playing in the men's stadiums as well, which is great. And yeah, look, I remember going to a match when I was a kid. My dad brought me to Richmond Park and I said there was a couple of hundred people in the stadium, and they were talking about let's get crowds in into the Aviva Stadium as well. Like, so look, for me as a player, it's been heartwarming to see the following of the women's national team as well, and just inspiring so many young girls.
And you, with your experience in the League of Ireland as well, do you think programmes like this are going to help to keep girls playing for longer? You know, we've got that retention aspect, but also you're going to give them role models to look up to in the country. So it's not saying that to achieve you have to be someone who goes abroad, that you can achieve at the highest level but stay in Ireland. And through this programme, we're going to be showing girls like these role models are right here in front of you. They're in your clubs, they're in your counties.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many good players scattered throughout the country as well, still playing in the Women's National League, that young players can aspire to too. Yeah, but it's just keeping them in the game through that kind of, they think the stats are around 14 and that most girls drop out of sports. So I was just trying to keep them there and then looking at developing the playing and being the best version of themselves, whether they go and play League of Ireland, they go to play in England, they go to play for Ireland, or whether they play in the local league. It's all about participation or competition at the top.
Yeah, and confidence as well is a thing we talk about a lot, especially at that like teenage age for women's sports. Like, body image can be a huge issue. You're seeing these things online and fueling. And one of the key aspects of the In Her Boots program is nutrition. And that's a really important one, isn't it? Because players need to learn how to fuel for performance as opposed to aesthetics, and to be taught, like, this is what you should be doing, you know, carbs, certain number of hours before a game.
Yeah. And it's something that I'd be pretty big on as well. Like, you are fueling performance and you are going out there and it's to perform and avoid injury, and also as well to look after your health as a young female player as well. And like, these young girls are so busy outside of football as well. And like, for me, I think it's like nearly encouraging young players to eat more, but more of the right stuff, and that you're getting your fuel in. Like, when I was playing, I'm actually still adapting to that, I think. Like, I probably have like 4 meals a day and probably 3 snacks as well. So yeah, look, like, it's all about eating to before, finding what works for you before in a match, then your recovery after the match, you're at your best again to train for your next session, so that every time you turn up to play or train, that you're at your 100%.
And what do you think in terms of experiences that you've had with coaches where you've really connected with them, what do you think makes a good coach?
Yeah, I think for me is that, like, they have good standards, their sessions are organised, that their message in training is clear, that everything you're doing has a purpose. And sometimes simplistically, same when you're going into analysis. And I think then it's that like human connection, and can they motivate you to get the best out of the team as a collective. But I think when you're playing at the highest level as well, like, a lot of motivation is intrinsic as well. You want to do the best for yourself and your job for the team as well.
Is there anything that surprised you being on the other side of the white line, maybe that you would have taken for granted as a player and you never realised, this is a lot tougher than I thought it was?
Probably just how much time goes into even just planning a session and match day, and even just the match day warm up, and the logistics around all that, and your numbers and things like that. Yeah, so just how much time actually goes in, and then obviously you have to watch the game back and analyse it and decide what went well, what didn't go so well, and to deliver onto the training ground.
And that's only for the under eights, is it? I suppose,
yeah.
The great thing about this programme is that it gives coaches generic plans like this, so they know exactly how to do the warm-up, and a lot of the programmes have been adapted to say, like, this is what you need to do for a female to warm up. Like, it might be a little bit different to a male. So it puts a lot of that structure in place for the coaches. So a lot of that hard work is kind of done already.
Yeah, which is brilliant, isn't it? It's a brilliant resource that coaches, especially volunteers that may be busy, have full-time jobs and families, when they turn up to training, that there's something specific for the girls regards getting ready to play and avoid injury as well, and hopefully having a long career.
And if there's anyone out there, Anya, that's having a listen to this and saying, ah, oh, it's all well and good for former Irish international to go coaching because they know all about it. Like, they might be a parent who's never played before. What would you say to them if they were thinking of getting involved in coaching, but maybe the confidence isn't quite there?
I think just back yourself, get involved. Like, you learn a lot by doing as well. And I think if you have good energy about you, small bit of understanding on like the resources that are out there as well, if you lean on them, you know, just go for it. Just throw yourself in and help these young players. And especially if you're a female out there, because we definitely need more female coaches getting involved in the game.
Yeah, it's great to see, even having called around to a lot of the clubs in the country this month, it's great to see more females and even younger females. Like, they might be on the under 18 team coming in to coach the under 12s. Like, it's good to have those role models on the sideline.
Oh, brilliant. It's great if, yeah, girls can give back into their club and their team and in that way as well, and help give it to get with the coaching, the underage team, and give them something to aspire to. And look, like, playing's not going to be for everyone, so maybe people's pathway is down the coaching route.
Anya, thanks so much for joining us today.
No worries. Thank you. Have a good one.